Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Canada's North, the company behind the Focals AR glasses, has acquired Intel's augmented reality technology profile, including the tech behind Intel's Vaunt glasses. Focals and Vaunt both use a laser embedded in the stem of the glasses to reflect images directly onto the retina. Focals says it's about to start shipping, but has not announced a firm date, although pre-orders are available for $999 in select retail locations. Focals are meant to allow users to see and respond to texts, get turn-by-turn directions, check the weather, request an Uber, talk to Amazon Voice Services, and more. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee released their report looking into the allegations of Russian influence into the 2016 presidential election. The report claims Russian-based organizations used Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to spread misinformation. The companies were criticized in the report for their belated and uncoordinated response. The report was prepared by Oxford University's Computational Propaganda Project. Google announced it removed millions of Play Store reviews and ratings in the last week, and has also removed thousands of apps that it believed have received suspicious reviews and ratings. The company wants to weed out app developers who buy ratings and reviews to deceive users or ruin competitors' reputations, or developers that use in-app rewards for user ratings and reviews. Google will also attempt to quell uncivil users who use profane, hateful, or off-topic language in reviews by asking Play Store users to report any reviews that users suspect are breaking these rules. The company says it's trying to clean out the Play Store and promote real, constructive feedback. Good luck. Microsoft will bring a feature to Windows 10 Pro and Enterprise next year called Windows Sandbox. When virtualization is enabled in BIOS, users can isolate an app to the sandbox so it can't affect the rest of the system. When you're done, the 100-megabyte sandbox is deleted. The feature will be available for testing in build 18.305. The New York Times alleges Facebook provided access to users' information to hundreds of tech companies like Microsoft, Netflix, and Spotify without user permission. Facebook says the access described only involves users who log into their Facebook accounts on the sites involved. For instance, users who log into Facebook on Spotify could allow Spotify to automatically send messages about what song they're listening to. In the wake of the report, the UK's Digital, Culture, Media, and Sports Committee issued a statement calling on competition authorities to open an investigation. Tuesday night, Elon Musk demonstrated a car modified with retractable tracking wheels traveling at 44 miles an hour over a 1.14-mile test tunnel. Musk believes he can make the technology work at 150 miles per hour over understandably longer distances. He would like to create a system of tunnels under cities with a combination of private and autonomous cars providing transportation. An Amazon user in Germany got access to more than 1,000 recordings from another user of Amazon's assistant because of what the company says was an unfortunate case of human error. In addition to listening to his own recorded activities, the user was able to access 1,700 audio files from a stranger when Amazon sent him a link. The files were deleted from the link Amazon initially sent him, but he had already downloaded them. The other user was reportedly able to be identified based on the recorded information available and was contacted by the German trade publication CT. Google will now use the mobile-first indexing for more than half of its web page search results globally, favoring mobile sites over desktop sites in its search results for the first time. Google started its mobile-first indexing effort back in 2016 and said it would shift over to using the mobile version of the website's content to index its pages. China has resumed approving new video games for sale after a 9-month freeze. A new batch of games has been reviewed and will soon receive licenses for domestic publication. A new body has been created to review ethical issues as China says it wants to combat childhood myopia and online addiction. Tencent announced in October it will use facial recognition to detect minors playing games and enforce mandatory limits. Sources tell Bloomberg that WhatsApp is working on a cryptocurrency to allow money transfers, particularly for the remittances market in India. A stablecoin would be pegged to the US dollar. WhatsApp is still working on the strategy and plans for the asset, so the coin is not really near release. India leads the world in remittances, with $69 billion sent home to India in 2017, according to the World Bank. And what better way to mark the end of 2018 than one more cryptocurrency? For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.